Hi, everybody. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. We are the program that offers you information on the Akashic Records, offers you information about your life and why things are the way they are. And tonight is no different. We are doing the same thing tonight. We're going to be talking about different things that make sense to you. Again, my name is Donna Fox. I've been working with the Akashic Records for over 15 years now. Had a wonderful class in Minneapolis last week. I heard a noise. Was that somebody on the phone? I didn't know about it. Hello? Don, was that somebody on the phone? Hello? Okay, guess not. There was kind of like a tone, a really pretty tone. Anyway. So last week we were talking with Alice Makosky and Linda L. Haller. They were participants in the workshop in Minneapolis, Minnesota, in that area. And today we're just going to be talking with you. So I encourage you to email your information or email your questions to info@akashicwisdom.com. That's AKASHIC. Wisdom.com, just like the name of the show, but it's info@akashicwisdom.com. You can email me questions. And then you can call in. You can call in. We have an 800 number in the U.S. and Canada. It's 888-429-5471. There's that music again. And then if you need to dial direct, it's 530-413-9537.
Sorry,
and that's a line that you can, if you're out of the country, our country code is 011. If you want to Skype, you can Skype BBS Radio 2. And then if you have friends who don't have internet access but want to listen to the broadcast on their telephone, they can dial 760-569-7676, and the access code is 192-919. Okay, so we've got all that out of the way. Anyway, one of the things I wanted to talk today about is there's a book that I have, and it's an old book. It's actually, the copyright is in 1906. The name of the book, I mean, it's an old book. It's Every Man a King by Orison Swett Marden. And what's interesting about this book from 1906 is it's called Every Man a King, or Might in Mind Mastery. And some of the chapters are very interesting. How the mind rules the body. Thought causes health and disease. Our worst enemy is fear. Overcoming fear. Killing emotions. Mastering our moods. Unprofitable pessimism, the power of cheerful thinking, negative creeds paralyze, affirmation creates power, thoughts radiate as influence, how thinking brings success, power of faith over others, building character, strengthening deficient faculties, gain beauty by holding the beauty thought, the power of imagination, don't let the years count. How to control thought. The coming man will realize his divinity. And the first part is steering thought prevents life wrecks. So I'm not going to read this book to you, obviously, but I think it's very interesting that in 1906, this gentleman was talking about what we have discovered, what we think we've discovered to be true. In 1906, they were talking about how thoughts become things, how we create a reality with our thoughts. And yet, we were fascinated by the secret. We were fascinated about how you know, we create our own reality by the decisions and the way our minds work. And the reason this is coming forward today is to let you know that as old as this is, in 1906, now remember, we're in 2012, so that's quite a bit. And so the idea here is, here we are in 2012, in 1906 they were talking about this, and we think that we have discovered something new. And it's very true that something new is really never new. It's just, you know, it's just old thought bringing forth our consciousness. So 106 years later, we're still talking about the same thing. And the interesting part about it is that humanity has still not gotten the message. This type of information is also in the Bible. We as humans need to really become aware of how much our thought creates our world. And it's not so much the thought we think we're thinking, but the underlying thought that we are actually transmitting. So there's many people, and you've heard me talk about this before, but this brings it up again. There's many people that are thinking they want something, or they're thinking they want to create something, and the reality is, in their mind, they really want it. But in their heart, the underlying subconscious, they walk around being afraid of receiving it. Why is that? Why are we afraid to receive success? And I don't know that I'm any different than any of you. You know, I have my own fears and concerns, but there is something that prevents us. And there's a part of me that believes that, yes, it's, you know, it has to do with how we're raised. Yes, it has to do with what people say or think and the logic, quote-unquote, of negativity that is portrayed to us. But there is another part that tells me that it has to do with the way we were actually programmed early on in our DNA by extraterrestrials that are literally playing a game with us. Now, I know that I'm normally a very logical person, and I know that usually I'm very grounded with my information, but this is something that's coming forward that we need to look at. We need to really look at how susceptible we have become to outside programming. And we have to become aware of how that outside programming has affected our lives from the time we're a kid, a little kid, all the way up to where we are now. And so it's very important that we start documenting those negative feelings, or even when we have a sense that we're going to do something and we don't do it. What are we telling ourselves about not completing an action or an idea or a task that we know that would help us? What do we tell ourselves about that? How do we get ourselves out of that idea? And I would love to talk to you about what are you telling yourself? What can the masters, teachers, and loved ones help you understand? How can we help you understand what's going on within yourself so that you can become more of a more active in your own creation of your life? So if you'd like to give a call and talk about that, that would be great. Also going to, just as a comment, I'm looking for guests for the show. I would like to receive, if you have written a book, you can certainly send me the book. I'm at 900 West Market Street, Akron, Ohio, 44313. You can certainly send that on to Donna Fox, Akron, Ohio. It's, again, 900 West Market Street, Akron, Ohio, 44313. If you'd like to be on the air, I'll review the book and see if it works with my program. Or you can email me articles that you've written or a press release at info@akashicwisdom.com, or you can call me. You can call me personally at 216-691-1233. But what's really important, we're going to go back to what we're talking about what is it that programs us to fear? Is it our childhood? Is it other authority figures? Is it parents that tell us that we can't do it? Is it our fear of greatness? Or is it a way that we have chosen to come into this life to expand our consciousness so that we do not accept anything less than our greatness? And that's the question of the day. And the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records would like to comment on this. And their comment is as follows. The human condition, the human mind, is a compilation of not only energy sources, but also physical electrical responses, as well as the underlying personality that the soul chose to take on. And that soul has chosen to take on a specific personality that will allow the experiences for that particular lifetime. The same way that each individual chooses their parents for the DNA pool that represents to give them the various gifts and challenges, the same way that the soul picks their birthday day and or the date, you know, month, day, and year, as well as the location for the astrological attributes, as not only the positives and challenges as well, but the same way the individual chooses their name to allow that vibration to overlay. Now, take all that consideration and notice that we as spiritual beings go to great lengths to create our lives or to create the conditions that will shape our lives. And that is based on the experiences we have chosen as souls to experience, as well as it's not only just the experiences, but it's the experience of actually overcoming the challenges that we have outlined for ourselves. It's as if we understand that we are being dropped into a maze, and we also understand that the only way to get out of the maze is to figure out which twists and turns are going to give us, A, the experiences we want, and B, rescue us from the decisions we've made. Now that, what's just been said, is quite something to contemplate. And the clue that we need to take to heart, that the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records are now sharing with me, so I can share it with you, is that when we are stuck, when we're not sure of which way to go, we are to imagine ourselves bringing ourselves up above the maze, and taking a look at where the choices to turn to move farther along in the maze are. And for us to help ourselves by taking a higher level observation to help us move forward. And when we take that higher level observation, we really want to see how we are sometimes shooting ourselves in the foot, sometimes we're just sitting in the maze and just feeling sorry for ourselves, sometimes we're in a paralyzed position, afraid to move forward. At other times, we actually make the choice that leads us to a dead end. And when we make a choice to lead us to the dead end, there's always a way out or a way back. And it's essential that if you found yourself in a dead end, you raise yourself above the maze to take a look at which way would be the easiest for you to move forward into that maze so that you may find yourself at the end. Now, that doesn't mean another maze isn't going to show up, but for this particular challenge or this particular part of your life or this particular age group, it's almost like each one of us gets a different maze at different stages of our life. I mean, have you ever experienced that you really think you've got things figured out, everything is going really great, and all of a sudden, boy, a wrench gets thrown into the wheel. And it's just like, wow, what happened here? Huh. What happened is a new maze has been formed for you to figure out how to get out of. There are challenges that if everything ran smoothly in our lives, we would become just as bored here on this planet as we were in spirit, which actually motivated us to come into density. Now, again, in spirit there are really no emotions. It's just the idea that being in body, being dealing with matter, appears to be very exciting and fun and challenging. That's why we come here. And you know it's true. It's all in the way that you look at life. Your challenges can be fun. they can offer you a way of thinking outside of the box. It's a way of expanding your consciousness. And many times, we can actually remember to employ the magic that we know to be real. So what does that mean, the magic that we know to be real? I'm going to give you an example, a very interesting example that just literally happened to me last night. Well, actually, it was Friday night. I was at a dinner with my family. There was a lot of people there. The entertainment for the evening was a mentalist. Now, loosely called a psychic, but really more of a mentalist. What this man did is he studies humans, and he studies the way they think. And he also has ways of manipulating different things. He was a very interesting guy. His name was Sidney Friedman. So he kept calling volunteers up from the audience. Now, I was sitting way on the side just watching this man, and my daughter knows, I definitely wanted to get up there because I love this kind of stuff. So, but I was content, you know, to sit on the sidelines and just watch. But I had definitely put it out there that I wanted to be a part of this. And this man also wrote a book that I was reading about in his introduction about who he was, and I also wanted a copy of that book. So it turns out it's one of the second to last things that he does is he's going to get some other people to come up, and he goes to the sides of the audience, and don't you know, he picks me as one of 10 other people, which I thought was pretty cool. And then he gives us the opportunity to choose a toy or something that was in this bag that he had. It was a matter of a random choice that he then was going to tell people what the other people took. It was kind of interesting. Anyway, long story short, in the bag, what his instructions were, there are toys and different items in this book. Please pick the one that you would like to play with or be with if you were the only other person in this room and you would like to look at. Well, there was a book there. I didn't really know what the book was, but to me, if I've got time to kill, I'd much rather read. So I pulled the book out, and everybody else pulled these little toys out. And don't you know, it was an exact copy of his book. And he ended up, long story short, is at the end of the exercise, because the person who took the book gets to keep the book. So, what was that about? I put it out there that I wanted to go up there because I was curious about what he was doing, and I put it out that I wanted his book. And look what happened. So, we are much more powerful than we would ever think. Now, we could say that's coincidence, but there was like 300 people there. It's not like it was 10 people. It was 300 people in this audience. So what was that about? How did he pick up that I wanted to be on stage? How? He's a mentalist. For whatever reason, that energy went out, and I'm saying to you, that we have power more than we could possibly realize in manifesting and bringing to us that which we truly desire. Many times, we bring to ourselves the things we don't desire because that's been in our mind for so long. We really do have to be careful for what we wish for. And so I'm saying to you, the way to look and see how your life is going is to look around you. If it's not going the way you want it to go, you have to look back at how you're thinking. So how are you thinking to create the life you have? And so those are the kinds of things you might want to think about. And certainly if you want to give a call in, you can call 888-627-6008. Well, actually, that's for Station 1. Let me get for Station 2. Excuse me. Let me change that for you. Okay. Station 2, to talk to me, is 888-429-5471. 888-429-5471. That's the toll-free number in U.S. or Canada. Now, if for some reason you can't get through that line, or that line's not answering, as I've been told by some folks, that sometimes that line doesn't answer, you can dial 530-513-6472 or 530-413-9537, or you can also email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. In fact, please do. If you can't get through, please email me at info@akashicwisdom.com and let me know. Okay? So how do happy people get to be happy? Well, Buddha once said, believe nothing, no matter where you read it or who said it, no matter if I have said it, unless it agrees with your own reason and your own common sense. So what that's saying is, if it doesn't align with who you are, don't believe it. Very important. Very, very important. Because, you know, our beliefs are just really our opinions about reality. As we talked about last week, well, not last week, but the week before, you know, truth is our own, truth is what we believe. We have to see how we are telling ourselves the truth or not telling ourselves the truth. Remember, our brains, okay, typically our subconscious, cannot differentiate between something that we have imagined for a long enough period of time and then something that actually happened. In other words, like, that's just kind of the, remember, that's just the way we're wired. So, again, you can certainly fake it till you make it, depending on how long you want to really believe what you want to create. And as we said before, we can create our reality by using our intentions and thoughts. And by the way, it's been proven by quantum physics. When they observed the brains and they observed reality, they found out that all the possibilities exist until they are observed, which is very interesting. So I just want you to think about that, and please give me a call. Let's talk about this. What do you believe is true about what was just said? And what is your opinion? What is your opinion? And remember, you can dial in at 530-413-9537. And then the code for our country is 011. Or you can call in 888-429-5471. I'm checking my email to see if there's anybody who has any questions or comments. It's 11:29. I think this is a great subject. Masters, teachers, and loved ones have given you some things to think about. And so now it's up to you to participate in the show. If you'd like to see the show continue, and you'd like to see, have, like to hear some more information, then you have to take responsibility to ask a question or call in with a comment. This is about interactive work. The more interactive, the richer the program. So it's 11:29 here in Akron, Ohio. And as I've said before, you folks have 5 minutes to go ahead and give it a shot and see what you'd like to talk about. And why is that? The reason that's important is because when we're doing this work, we have to take care of ourselves, and we have to really move into our own mental attitudes. And when we move into our own mental attitudes, we have to see how those play in our lives. But the best way to do that is to talk it out. If you want to know the name of that book I was telling you about, it's Every Man a King, or Might and Mind Mastery by Orison, O-R-I-S-O-N-S-W-E-T-T. And the last name is Marden, M-A-R-D-E-N. They may have some books out there by Mr. Marden, and you might find them very interesting. I think he even has his own website. So, give that a shot. Take a look and see who he is. In fact, Orison Swett Marden is the founder of Success Magazine, which has been around for a long, long time. He's considered to be the founder of the modern success movement in America, and he certainly bridged the gap between old and narrow notions of success and the new, more comprehensive models made popular by Napoleon Hill, Clement Stone, Dale Carnegie, Earl Nightingale, etc., even Covey and Robbins, Anthony Robbins and Brian Tracy. So it's really important, this guy, I mean, he lived from 1850 to 1924. And he actually he went to college. He was the son of poor parents. He was born in New England. He ended up attending Boston University and as well as Andover Theological Seminary. And when he graduated from Boston University in 1871, he took an M.D. at Harvard in 1881 and an L.L.B. degree also at Harvard in 1882. And then he studied at the Boston School of Oratory. And what's also showing me here in this biography is during his college days, he worked at catering and hotel management and was so successful that he had some $20,000 in capital when he finished his formal training. I mean, do you realize how much that would be today? I mean, like what it would translate to? I mean, he was very successful. He went on to buy a chain of hotels, and he liked to create for the sake of creating. He liked to start from scratch and create something from nothing. Now, his first book was called Pushing to the Front. It was published in 1894. And prior to that, in 1897, well, actually, right after that, in 1897, he founded Success Magazine, which, you know, again, it reached enormous circulation for that time. But people were ready for this. But this man averaged writing two books a year from 1894 until 1924. And he had some 2 million words in his yet unpublished manuscript when he died. And what it says also here is that his writings are definitely in the New Thought tradition, though in common with those of Ralph Waldo Trine. So if this is of interest to you, please give a call. Let's talk about this. Well, I guess you don't want to talk about this tonight. So it's 11:35, and if you don't want to speak about this, that's great. We can possibly go on to another subject, but I've got to tell you, the most important thing we can do is get rid of our fear. Get rid of our fear in this lifetime. Because if we don't, we're gonna be so sad. We have so much to offer each other, that unless we try to get rid of the fear, we're going to be stuck. We don't want to be stuck. Do you want to be stuck? Do you want to be stuck in where you're at right now? I don't think so. I don't want to be stuck. Do you? I don't think so. But you want to know something? Maybe there's something else we can talk about that you would be more open to, and if that's the case, just give a call. Give a call and let's talk about it. Well, I'll tell you what. I love you all very much. I think there was a great message from the masters, teachers, and loved ones. But at this point, I'm going to call it a night, since you don't want to talk. I love you all very much. I hope you have a wonderful evening, and you have a wonderful week, and you have a wonderful miracle-filled week. Okay, here is a question. It says, could you tell us more about the Masters? I know someone who had a physical encounter with them that lasted for months. I do not want to tell his story, but it's remarkable. I had never heard of the Masters until I heard his story. I have heard bits and pieces where they are mentioned, but I was hoping you could provide more information on who they are and where they are, basically anything that you can offer on them. Okay, thank you, Bob. Well, again, I don't know which Masters you're talking about, because I know that there are more than one group. The Masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records and the Lords of the Akashic Records are high vibrational beings that are nameless. And they only go by vibration and frequency, so it's not about we can name them. Some have been in body at one time, some have not. Some have been teachers and masters. And again, we call them masters, teachers, and loved ones because they have different agendas when they're working in the Akashic Records with us. And each one of those wonderful masters, teachers, and loved ones, when we use the prayer to enter the Akashic Records, will really meet us where we are based on our own issues or whatever it is we have to deal with. Now, there's also other masters that are not necessarily in the Akashic Records, but are high spiritual vibrational beings, and there's different levels of consciousness out there. I hope that answered your question. Now, there is a book called The Masters of the Far East that some people find to be very fascinating and helpful. And so I highly recommend that if you identify with it. I also recommend, again, in every book that you read, you need to take it not with a grain of salt so much, but you have to read it and take what you need and that you feel aligned with and leave the rest behind. There are also the I Am books that talk about the different masters. But again, I wanted to be very clear. The masters of the Far East and the masters of the I Am books are not necessarily the masters from the Akashic Records. There's a different vibration, a different frequency, different consciousness. It's just different. And I don't know how else to explain it, because I'm not getting anything else to explain about it other than it's not bad or good, not better or worse. It's just different. Same way ice cream is ice cream. Whether you like chocolate or vanilla, it's still ice cream. It just has a different look to it, a different feel, a different flavor. And vanilla has its own vibration, and chocolate has its own vibration. So that's just kind of what the masters are. So that's where we're at there. I do thank you for your call. I mean, for your question. Hope that was helpful. At least I know Bob's listening. That's a good thing. But it's really important that we look at our life and really start discerning what we want. Because I know life can be a struggle. All right? And it's really important that you start having that conversation with your divine being within or God, whatever you want to talk about. Whatever you call that. I mean, we all live in this really complex world. We all need the divine wisdom and guidance more than ever. And we have to be able to define it or design it the way we feel it would be good for us. And yes, you do have that kind of power. You do have that kind of power. So I thank you, Bob, for your question. I hope that was helpful. It's now 11:42. And since no one else has called and we don't have any other email questions, I'm going to sign off. And again, I really want to thank you for listening. And we have a miracle-filled week. Remember, I'm looking for guests for the show. So please feel free to email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. Or you can call me privately, 216-691-1233, and leave a message. And I will be looking forward to talking with all of you or meeting with you next week. So for now, I wish you a miracle-filled week. And we ask that all those listening, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The Akashic Records for the Akashic Wisdom Radio Show are now closed. Amen. This is Donna Fox saying good night and have a great week. Bye-bye, everybody.